Computer applications are limitless. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Computer apps are limitless. What is a computer application? Well, in our modern day, computers are set up to do many wonderful things. And the proprietary aspect of the computer is the computer builder and what he naturally puts in the computer to make it function. But then there are many other possibilities that a computer can do, and there are many people who write applications to make the computer do just that. The computer can play solitaire. The computer can play all sorts of games like Scrabble. The computer can do all sorts of games and wonderful race car track things. And it can do just about everything. They're limitless. How is a computer app thought about? Well, a creative genius, which a computer app creator is, the creative genius that this person is not limited to any one thing. Oh, they may excel in certain areas because they polish that talent there, but they can go on into anything. They can go on into medicine. They can go on into mechanics. They can go on into how a car is built and how people are working on it. They can go on into having a computer application to do automobile diagnosis, that does the engine diagnosis, and all the parts of the automobile are put onto a computer. Applications for a computer are really endless. And we use them constantly every day of our life. Now, are you going to create an application for a computer, or am I going to create an application for a computer? Not quite. We might, if we trained ourselves in the talent of what is necessary to create an application. But what we could do is to have a thought about something we would like to have. We think the thought of a game on the computer, a game like Scrabble. That's a very simple game. And we think of the thought of that game, and then we think, well, it's fun to play it, but it would be fun to be having that right with me wherever I went, wherever my computer went with me, wherever my iPod went with me, or my iPad, or whatever programs I use. It'd be fun to have it along. And it'd be fun to have all these other little things along, little notepads and other things. These are applications that are just absolutely wonderful. I look in the Apple application list, and it comes up into the hundreds of thousands. And they like to even say millions, and perhaps there are. Now, do you think there's something there that you haven't thought about? How do you clue into where that application is so that you can pull it up and buy it and use it and enjoy its use on your computer, on your iPad or your iPhone or your iPod or the various other devices that are available to use these wonderful applications? Now, how do you call them up? Well, in the first place, you think about it. You think about something that would be exciting. And then you go into the list of applications and you go into the various types of ways that they might be thought of. And as you go into these various ways that they might be thought of, then you look at where they are. You look under the various schematics, the dictionary definitions, you might say, or the indexes that might apply to them. And as you look through them, you see all sorts of possibilities in areas that you want. So you go into the area of science, or you go into the area of mechanics, or you go into the area of education. The fields are limitless. And as you go into these various fields, you have in your mind something that you would like to experience, something that you'd like to play with, something you'd like to enjoy. Maybe you'd like to have the temperatures around the world in various places. Maybe you'd like to have the complete weather report for places around the world. You just look into those things and you call them up. Now, as you call them up, what they are is a continually changing operation. When you call up the weather, you look at the weather for today, you look at the weather for yesterday, you look at the weather for 100 years ago, you look at the weather as it's projected to come up in the next few years or something, and it's all there. It's like an encyclopedia, only it's grander because it's a moving Harry Potter type of a newspaper where the pictures on the newspaper are alive and they talk to you. And they give you today's point of view on anything. Well, this is what the applications are doing. They're giving us today's awareness of anything that we're looking at. If we're looking at the weather, and I look at the weather in Campo, and it gives me the weather for Campo. Then I look for the weather in San Diego. It gives me that weather. In fact, I can have the weather for all these places right on my iPhone so that I can call them up at any moment that I want. And so I look to see where Santa Cruz is, where my wife lives, and see what the weather is there. And I look into Santa Margarita, where my son lives, and see what the weather is there. And I look into Lugano in Switzerland and see where Ellen's family lives and see what the weather is there. And I look in Wilmington, Delaware, where my sister lives, and see where the weather is there. And I look at New York, where I have many friends and many activities and churches that are going on, and I see that the weather is there. And I look in Florida, and anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world, I just call up the name and see it. I think I'm going to be spending some time in Nigeria. So I look up Oweri in Nigeria, where I'll be, and there's a weather report. And the weather report gives that to me constantly. The time gives that to me constantly. And places that I think wouldn't even possibly be there, all of a sudden pop up. Yes, the computer apps are limitless, but the creators of these applications are even more limitless, if you can say that. Because they are dreaming of dreams, they are dreaming of ideas, and they're applying these ideas, and they're putting these onto various computer devices so that people can use them with PCs or Apples or whatever delights our use and whatever type of computer that we have. Now, all we have to do, you and me, all we have to do is just dream. We just dream of the possibility of something that we'd like to have. And then we say to ourselves, I know that I know that I know exactly how to go about indexing it to finding it in the plethora of wonderful applications that are available. And I look that up. I go to this index, I go to this encyclopedia that they have to tell me where things are. And as I pass through dozens of different opportunities, I see creations that I would never have dreamed about. I see offerings that I would never have guessed about. But usually the name that is on the individual application is so unaware to me. I'm not able to figure out what it really means. I have to open the thing. And so when I open the thing and look and see what it's all about, I get hooked on it. And next thing you know, I've got dozens of applications that I only sort of interested in, only sort of want, and my computer screen is just loaded with applications, and I can pick any one of them. And so then the wonderful thing that they've done, where you would have like 9 applications, they say, well, just click this screen in this way, and you'll have an empty box. And then you drag 9 of your little used applications into this box so they don't take up so much room on your screen. And then you can see them. You can really tell what they are, even without blowing them up. But what a wonderful way to have all these things instantly available to you. And whenever the thought strikes you that you might be interested in looking at it, you go over and click it up and bring it up, and there it comes right before your eyes, letting you know all of this knowledge, letting you understand mathematics, letting you have a course in English, letting you have all of these various other things that are a delight to your choices. Oh, it's exciting, all right. It's really exciting. Computer applications are limitless. Well, it just sort of goes along with our mind. Our mind is limitless. We have not tickled the fancy of our mind as much as we want and could, but we can. And if we would stop and think of anything that we want, and then say, now it's already been created by somebody, now look into the computer apps that Apple has, or that Microsoft has, or Google has, or whoever has applications, and I'll see what sort of things Yahoo has to offer. And as I look at these various things, I see all sorts of other things that amuse me or delight me. And the computer apps are just so limitless, just so wonderful, and just so exciting that I'm drawn into them every moment of my life. Look into these applications yourself, if you haven't done it already, and see what fun it is and how delightful it can be to play the game with computer apps. But remember, don't get hung up on it, because next thing you know, you're not doing anything but looking at computer apps. But that's fun. And that's what life's all about, being yourself and having fun. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.